Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, are you short-staffed? I probably think that's like the hottest question that's going on right now in veterinary medicine is like a shortage of veterinary team members, of veterinarians and so forth. So we're going to chat a little bit about that and the changing landscape of veterinary medicine, because it certainly has changed in so many different aspects for the good and maybe for there's some things that we could work on. So joining us from Heart and Paw is the Chief Executive Officer, Dave Lassus. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on. So those of you that know, we were talking earlier about with our chief veterinary officer, Dr. George Melillo, and now we have the CEO, Dave Lassus from Heart and Paw that has had explosive growth, expanding to 28 locations across 10 states. He is dedicated, collaborative, and entrepreneur executive with extensive experience strategically and aggressively scaling business operations, footprints, and financial results for rapidly growing companies. So proud to have him within the veterinary space here. So let's get into it. So as we say on the East Coast here, talk to me a little bit. about some of the growth and lack of resources, if there are any, that's going on in the veterinary space.
Yeah, I think this is a tale of two sides of this. One is the ongoing shortage of veterinarians and, you know, support staff. And then the flip side is growing demand on the consumer side and an even more demanding customer. And that demand is not because of the veterinary industry. It's just the evolution of Americans in that we've taught Americans to want things on demand, right? You can pick up your phone and you can summon anything within seconds. And that's the mindset that people are taking, not just in hailing a car, but also they think they can hail a veterinarian. And it doesn't quite work like that.
No, it doesn't. And I'll give you an example. When I go live on social media, on TikTok Live, the pet owners, unfortunately, think that I can diagnose something within a matter of seconds. And they even ask if I can prescribe something to their pets within a matter of minutes. It's just so interesting that the landscape has changed. Like you said, that they want something yesterday. Here, listen to this statistic. The global veterinary care market size was valued at $74.7 billion with a B dollars in 2020 and is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 5.4% from 2021 to 2028. Why do you think that is?
Well, if you go back to the 90s, you know, you could think about when I was growing up. Actually, I'll go back to the 80s here a little bit, but when I was...
Love the 80s. Wait a minute. You just can't drop that. So you got? Did you have a favorite 80s song that you were listening to? What were you jamming out to in the 80s?
I was just with all the music of the 80s. I just loved it all. Okay. Yeah. All but, right. You know, if you think back, you know, dogs, pets, they used to be in your backyard, right? In the 80s and into the 90s, they were in your backyard in the doghouse. Then they moved inside your house in the 90s and early 2000s. And then they moved into your bed, right? And so pet, you know, ownership of pets and being a pet parent is growing every year. I think it was 50% back in the mid-90s. And his most recent data I saw was 72, 73%. And you have people more and more wanting that companionship in their house.
Right.
So, you know, it's interesting that stat was through, I think you said 2000. Well, it's accelerated over the last 2 years. And so it's just propagating even more and more. And there's just a disconnect between the quantity of pets that, you know, households have today and the care providers that exist. It's just a disconnect.
Right. Yeah. And our value and our perception of the human animal bond is so much stronger. And I think it got accelerated from COVID. I mean, and I say this all the time, like, where would we be if it wasn't for our pets during quarantine and in the pandemic? And, you know, I've even my verbiage has changed as a veterinarian. I used to call them pet owners and pets, and now they're your fur kids and fur babies and pet parenting. Yeah. And, you know, here you are at Heart and Paw. Like, I think 20 years ago, I don't think that name would even be around because the perception has changed to that love. It hits the emotions, you know? So, and you're having something that's all inclusive under one roof. You're doing grooming, you're doing doggy daycare. I mean, that's what people want. And I mean, I really am passionate about this because I do agree with you. That's the changing landscape is for the better. And it sounds like with you and your team, that's where you're going.
It absolutely is. And there's, again, this balance of how do you have happy team members, but also take care of your clients? And I have to tell you, every day that is a conversation that's being had at Hart & Paul, every day.
Yeah.
And it's a balancing act because you can't give the consumer everything they want and you can't give your team everything you want. You have to strike a balance.
Right.
It's really hard to do, really hard.
It's really tough. And to the listeners, take a listen to this statistic here. So according to Mars Veterinary Health, so nearly 41,000 additional veterinarians will be needed to meet the needs of companion animal healthcare by, get a load of this, by 2030. That is less than 10 years away. And even with new veterinary graduates expected over the next 10 years, a shortage of nearly 15,000 veterinarians will likely still exist by 2030. Oh, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, my thoughts are that's not good news.
Right.
It's going to make it more and more challenging, and you have to find ways to efficiently leverage people and resources without making them exhausted, tired, and push things like more, you know, compassion fatigue challenges. So there's this balancing act, and people are just going to have to get more creative. Things like technology. I mean, our phone, I mean, if you ever ask anyone in the veterinary world, like, how often does your phone ring? The answer is usually like a million times, right? They say a million times. I don't know what the actual number is. I mean, I do know for some of our practices, right? We have those stats. But it's just that the phone keeps ringing. And so you have to find ways to create an efficiency without it feeling uncomfortable for your team. And that can be like, for example, we have an online booking tool. We custom built it so that people can make appointments without having to call. Is it perfect? No, but it's way ahead of what most people have. Similarly, people call for records because perhaps they want to go to a boarding facility, but we don't offer one in their particular market. Well, you can go download your records on our portal as opposed to calling. So we're trying to meet the customers where they want to be met, to leverage off some of those things that we don't have to do to focus on the things we must do to care for those pets well.
Right. Yeah. Well said. Absolutely. And I tend to think of veterinarians wanting more of like a flex scheduling, if you will, where they potentially can work from home and do their client callbacks or blood work callbacks, virtual care, offering those kinds of options where they could do maybe some recheck exams or even some exams. We've had many guests on the podcast. You're talking about leveraging virtual care as a way of minimizing compassion fatigue and improving workflow efficiencies as well. So, you know, the AVMA, with these longer hours that we hear about too, the AVMA states that long hours and little downtime are also a challenge for fourth-year veterinary students in the clinical training phase of their education. In 2019, the student AVMA updated its duty hour guidelines with proposals that students work no more than 80 hours a week, with no more than 24 consecutive hours in continuous on-site duty, and be provided with breaks when they are on call. I think that's good because it does set up a precedent. You want to have these breaks early on in their career so that way they can have a better work-life integration, don't you think?
Yeah, there's, I would say that the veterinarians, the schools are educating the students, the future doctors, on how to strike a balance. There's much more education than there was even a couple of years ago when I became the CEO. And they're coming out and they're asking what I would call better questions when they're considering if they want to come work at Hart & Paul or somewhere else. They're asking better questions. And you do need to eat lunch. You do need to take breaks. And sometimes people forget that. But you have to do it in a construct that creates a balance, right? A balance that you are working, but you're also getting that time to even just take a deep breath. And this may be a new problem for the veterinary industry, but this has been a problem in many other industries for years where people work ragged, and then they fall over, right? They fall right. over exhaustion. And as Americans, we're not good at this.
No.
In fact, we are, we're unhealthy, frankly, in most things we do. We don't have, it's very hard for people to have on off switch or like slow down switch.
Right.
It just doesn't exist. We're very bad at it. They always joke that like, you know, in America, you take off for vacation and it's like, I'm on vacation, but if you need me, call my cell phone, right? In Europe, they say, I'll talk to you in like 2 months. Have a good day. And you don't hear from them for 2 months. It's just two different mindsets.
Okay. On that note, I'll be in Italy. So there's that. So
enjoy the pasta and the right. bread and the, yes. I'm ready to go to Italy with you.
Yeah. Sign me up. I love that. Now it's good to, I mean, we talk about in Vet Med a lot about creating healthy boundaries, both in the workplace and outside of the exam room as well. Cause you know, don't call Jen if she's off today or whatever. It's not that important. Nothing is that important. Like the building's not on fire, is everything's going to be okay. You know? So you always have to put those things into perspective. So that way, again, they can always be like the best employee they can for their team and for those pet parents and pets. So, which is great. And I know you touched on this earlier, and I really want to bring this back because I can't trust you enough about technology. I do think that is, you know, we're talking about the changing landscape here on the show about Vet Med. And talk to me a little bit about what does that look like on your end at Heart and Paw, where, you know, you can make the pet, it, again, the perception, I don't want to say perception now, it's actually, these are their fur babies. These are their children. So how do you marry that in with some of the technology that's out there?
Well, we like to treat our pets and our pet parents like family in a way that no one else has. And to do that, it can't just be when you get together. If you think about your own family, you get together at the holidays, and if you just ignore them every other time except the holidays, it's not really family. So we think about that the same way with pet parents and pets, which is we need to have a cadence that we're able to engage with them outside of that, right? So that's things like acknowledging their birthday, giving them tools to download their records so that they can reach out to us, right? Texting back and forth. You have to create a relationship where they really do feel like they're being treated like family.
Right. And I do want to give a shout out to, and I do think this is something worth talking about, is the physical space itself. The fact that when I walk into Heart and Paw, I do feel like I'm home. You know, there is something to be said about that feeling, because I'm worried. Maybe I'm walking in, I'm afraid what the doctor is going to tell me. Is it, you know, and it could be something like an ear infection. It could be something more serious. But when I walk in, I feel at ease. I feel calm. I feel like my needs are going to be met. Is that, that's got to be important to you and your team, right?
That was absolutely how it was designed. I was not here in the early design stage. But the experience that we continue to evolve is one where you walk in, you're greeted and welcomed, and you immediately feel a sense of calm and comfort.
Right.
And that's where we call it the care coordinator, is really that, you know, director of first impressions, as they say, in some industries. And that really creates that comfort. And we talk about a low stress environment. We want them to feel comfortable. You know, you may have heard that our scales are recessed in the floor. And yes. That's because in most practices, what do? You walk in, they say, okay, let's get Pepper on the scale. And most of the time, Pepper's my dog, right? She doesn't want to go on the scale. So it takes coercion, or you literally have to like lift up your dog or, you know, push your dog. No one wants to do that. That's not creating a comfortable environment. But if you just walk your dog and all of a sudden they're on a scale and they don't even know, those are the little touches that we're doing to create a different experience. And people remember that, right?
Oh.
Somebody has to shove your dog, right?
Right.
It looks not humane, frankly, to do right. that.
Yeah. You know, like you could do an incredible surgery, wonderful spay, the incision's beautiful, but you hit the nail bed on one of them and there's blood on one of the, oh my gosh, you know, this is terrible. I had such a experience, you know, but you know, pet parents nowadays more so than ever, are so detail oriented. They know, you know, they're looking for those things, and they're really, and they really want to learn and feel empowered. I love the fact that you have, you know, doggy daycare that's there. And I can just imagine the report cards that you must want to get, like checking in and transparency, like making sure that my dog is having a great time while I'm at work. So what tell me about that.
We send pictures throughout the day to the pet parents so that they know how their pet's doing. They also call and check in. We've done Puppy Bowl, where we actually had like a whole contest with the dogs, and we hosted an event on a Saturday. So there's very much a community engagement. Now, listen, this is unique, right? Because we have space to do that. Most veterinarian practices don't have that luxury to have that space to do events like that, but it's unbelievably engaging for our team members and for the pet parents. And obviously the pets, totally engaging.
You know, my final comment that I'll say is what the impact that this creates for community, you know, for all the communities around the hospitals that were Heart and Paw located, you know, it's so important to give back, show that social responsibility, but also let the community know that we're here for you and to meet all of your needs. And again, it does go back to the changing landscape of veterinary medicine to our listeners that are tuning in. You know, the pet parents, they want kind of almost everything under one roof, if you could. And I love that you all are doing that.
Awesome. We're enjoying doing it.
Yeah. So where can we learn more about Heart and Paw?
You can go to our website, heartandpaw.com, and you can see our locations. You can see the services we offer. You can check out our awesome booking tool. And you can also check out our new portal, which I described earlier.
Yeah, I love it. I might have to take Clark W. Griswold in for some grooming over there just to have that experience. Yes, his name is Clark W. Griswold, by the way. So I have a dachshund named, yeah.
You better check out the booking tool soon, because I'll tell you, our style department is quite booked out. They're in high demand. I'll just share this with you. We have 2 of the 14 master groomers in the state of Pennsylvania employed on our team. And we have several other people going for their master groomer certification. And so this is a really unbelievable quality of service with amazing people providing that service.
I love that. And you know what? I want to give a shout out right now for you just brought up something I really want to mention that I have never talked about yet on the podcast. So you're welcome. But it really is a huge shout out to the groomers. I was just at Super Zoo this summer. I was facilitating and hosting Super Zoo, which is wonderful. I don't know if you've ever been, but there's hundreds of groomers that are there. And to the listeners, if you're a veterinary professional, we are in dire need of groomers. And it's a wonderful, lucrative, great career for grooming out there, by the way. So I used to teach the veterinary assistant program for 8 years, and I know several of them went into the grooming aspect of things. So to your point where you're saying you have the top-notch, you know, groomers, you, listeners, yes, you, your friends, they can be that person and create such great change. We need groomers to identify pattern recognitions of hair loss or skin disease or eye issues. So, and it's great that you have that all under your roof at Heart and Paw. So I had to give the shout out to the groomers. So huge shout out. And by the way, if I do call and say Clark W. Griswold, I expect to be getting in. I'm not going to be that owner, but I'll say at least 6 weeks is all I'm saying. I'll give you a buffer.
as long as you're flexible in which location you go to.
Okay. All right.
We'll try our best to accommodate you.
Fine, CEO Dave Lassus. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. So nice chatting with you.
Yeah, very enjoyable. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate today's podcast. It always helps us out. Please stay safe out there. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.